Bava Metzia, Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will deal with details of how one deals with their daily hired workers, and the context seems to be best fit for workers who are working out in the field. The Mishnah begins, HaSocher es HaPoalim, somebody who hires workers, V'amar Lahem, and he says to them, after hiring them, and he hired them without any special conditions, but he says to them, after hiring, they Lahashkim Ulahariv. He wants them to go and get up extra early, before the norm. The norm, let's say, would be when after sunrise, and he wants them to go early, or to stay later. So, Mekom Shenagu Shelo Lahashkim V'Shelo Lahariv. If this is a place where the minhag, the custom, is not to get up early and not to do late, Ein Rashoy L'Chofan. He cannot force them. Now, this should be something that's a given, very simple. The reason the Mishnah is saying this, the Gemara explains, is because we're talking about a scenario that even if the employer gave them more money, more higher wages than is the norm, he can't say that the reason I gave you higher wages was because I wanted you to work extra long days. He can't make that claim. Since he didn't say that explicitly at the time, the workers can say, it's true you gave us extra money, but that's because you thought we were going to do a better job, not because necessarily we were going to work any longer hours. The Mishnah now turns to feeding your workers. So, Mekom Shenohagu Lazon, in a place where it's the minhag, it's the custom to provide food, let's say bread, on a daily basis for your workers, Yazon, you have to provide that food. The Sapik B'Mesika, if, in addition to, let's say, just bread, you're also going to provide masika. Masika is something to go along with the bread, either a sweet food or some sort of other food that goes with the bread. Yisapik, if that's the custom, you have to provide that. Hakol, Kaminig, Medina, everything is based on what the minhag, what the custom of that place is. Now, that statement seems to be extra, just to say that Hakol, Kaminig, Medina, that's coming to include a scenario where in that place, generally, the workers eat their morning meal in the house of the employer before they go out to their work. So the employer can't say to them, I want you to go all out to the field first, and I'll bring you the food out in the field. He can't make that change either against the custom of the place. At this point in the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us there are words missing in the Mishnah, what's commonly known as chisuri mechsura. And the Mishnah should really have the following words in there. V'impasak lehem mazonos, if in addition to the fact that there is a minhag to provide food, he makes a condition with them to provide food, which didn't need to be made, we say that riba lehem, he has added extra food. That's why he said something that was unnecessary. And now the Mishnah brings an incident that Masa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, there was an incident with Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Sh'amar livno, he told his son, say, Schar lanu po'alim, go out and hire us some workers. Halach upasak lehem mazonos. And the son went out, he hired the workers, but he also, in the condition, said they were going to provide food. And that wasn't necessary because that was already the minhag to provide food. Uchsheba yitzel aviv, when he came back to his father, amar lo, so the father said to him, Bini, my son, afilu ata osel lehem kesuda shlomo bishato. Even if you make for them a meal that's fit for Shlomo HaMelech at the time when he was king, you will not have necessarily fulfilled your requirement to them. Why? Because they're the children of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Now, the reason it uses those two people is because the Seuda of Avram Avinu, that he served the Malach, he served the angels, was even larger than the Seuda of Shlomo. He says, theoretically, you could say that they need something very significant. Once you already add food, you have to give them more food. Ella, rather, his father told him, Ad shelo yaschilu b'malacha, before they begin the work, and therefore you can still set new conditions since the work has not begun. Tseva amor lahem, go out and tell them, Amanas, that I'm hiring on the condition, she'ein lachem alai, you have nothing upon me, ella pasu kitnes b'vad, I'm just going to give you the food, I'm going to give you bread and beans, and that's it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel differs with the idea that if you make a condition that you're going to give them food, in addition to the fact that there's already a minhag of Medina that requires you to give more. And he says that lo hayat tzarach lomar, there was no need in that incident for him to make that special condition that he's just going to give them the bread and the beans if that's the minhag. Why? Hakol k'minhag Medina, because he says everything is based on the minhag of the Medina. And even if you say to them that you're going to give them food and there is an existing minhag, there is no indication from that you have to give them more than the minhag of Medina, more than the customary amount.